Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, Pat's bedroom, Norwegian underwear, and Tom should get married. It's coming up right after this.
La 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 la. La 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 la. I am older than a lot of famous dead guys. A lot of famous dead guys didn't live as long as me. Oh, sure, they accomplished more in a lot less time. But they are dead, and what good does that do you? La 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 la. Now if I become real famous and they know me around the world, when I croak, everyone can say he sure didn't do as much as some other dead guy. But he had more time to do it in. La 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 la.
Thank you.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin in the quarter zip.
Oh, yeah.
Unzipped all the way.
Oh,
ladies.
Baby.
Very comfortable.
Is that known as a...
Invitation.
Invitation. Anybody checking the traps?
There anybody anybody RSVP in the positive in the last year?
Yeah, sure.
There's
Josh, but unfortunately she had a plus one.
The I Hate Stevenson, your sidekick chair.
Nice email after this.
All right. Oh. I'm Chick McGee. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. And there's Tom Griswold. Hello, Tom.
Thank you. We'll be celebrating Learn to Your Name in Morse Code Day.
Super.
But first, what have you got over there, Josh?
Well, Brian says, Dear Dinguses.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure who that Pat guy was that was on the show yesterday, but he was pretty funny. You guys should have him on again.
That's nice.
We will, Brian. In fact, we are.
We've had him on twice since December 1st.
Twice.
I'm glad he's taking his time and healing up.
Major surgery. It's the second most painful recovery if you Google it.
Oh, my God.
Very difficult.
It's the first most painful listening to you talk about it.
You went on and on about your heart thing. I can go on and on.
No, you can only ask questions.
Oh, boy.
Now, Pat, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir. I will answer you honestly if I can. Normally, I cannot.
I know that you're recovering from serious surgery on your back.
Getting better, yeah.
And I assume that there are certain restrictions that have been placed on you by the...
Sexual?
No, I wasn't going that direction. But I assume that, I guess I can. In the bedroom, I imagine there are some restrictions.
There's some new items in the bedroom.
New items?
Well, there was a photograph of your bedroom not too long ago in which there were several odd items. You have, what's that breathing thing you have called?
It's called a CPAP.
A CPAP.
Not odd at all for a man my age.
You might want to check into that. I bet you have.
Yeah, you're a snorer.
Sleep apnea.
I don't have sleep apnea.
If you snore like you do, you probably have sleep apnea.
Just because you say you don't have something doesn't mean, I don't have it.
Somehow I don't. I got tested for it, and they went, you don't have it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
That's the thing where you wear the Steve Canyon thing over your face. And
yes.
It forces air
every night.
Your throat. Yeah. Okay, what else do you have at the bedside?
I have a side rail because I have sleep paralysis, and I fell out of bed and busted my eye.
Uh-huh.
So you have little rails on your bed, little fences like a
keep
crib.
In the bed, yeah.
Though, again, these things, I would think that if you did bring some young lady to your
be terrified.
Apartment, it would be kind of hard to explain.
There are three new additions.
Yeah. Three?
Okay.
There's an ice bucket that plugs in, and then this ice thing goes around my stomach that was given to me by the hospital.
Okay.
And there's a chamber pot. It's a urine bottle, so I don't have to get
Lord.
Up during the
no.
night.
Hey, look, you're healing. You got to do certain things.
This is just for number one, right?
I use it for both. You know, I just don't.
number one.
So it's a urinal, not
hang
a chamber
on. So
pot.
It's possible that there's a jug of piss in your bedroom. Is that right?
Yeah, possible and probable.
I saw them open for fish and jug of piss. Piss is Jug a good of Piss. Band.
Their second album actually better than the first.
A rarity.
They sound better live, too.
Boy, Patrick.
I'm sending you a news story, Pat. I'm not going to say much about it. It involves underwear.
Yeah,
and I want you to write a song about it, okay? Give you something to do.
Give me something to do.
It's like,
what am I, a child?
All I'm going to say is it involves military underwear and a new regulation.
Okay.
Okay, I'll leave it right there. I will text you the story.
Didn't we talk about this before, how they give the...
But this is a new regulation. So.
Yeah, well, they give bad underwear to the people. And we agreed those fellas and ladies need the best underwear in the world.
Yeah, whatever they want.
Oh, it's like itchy underwear or something. Yeah.
You kidding me? Don't.
Well, I will give you a hint. This is not the United States Armed Forces.
Oh, okay.
This is a foreign country with an underwear problem.
So a lesser army.
What do you like, cotton for underwear? Is that what you do? Cotton?
I just wear the same black underwear I've got. Like,
it figures.
He wears
merino wool is what I do.
Merino wool?
Very nice.
Chick, you know when you go swimming and you wear
Wasn't she in West Side Story?
Uh-huh.
You know when you go swimming and you have like the underwear under your swim trunks?
Sure.
That's what he wears every day.
Is that right?
What? It's like that mesh?
It's like, no, not that stuff. The other stuff. It's elastic and you're showing it?
Oh, what brand is it?
I don't want to look at that.
Hey, Christy, over
look at that bulge, Christy.
Over the waistband.
No.
Andy, give it to
him.
He needs
black underwear. What color is your underwear?
He has a girlfriend?
I thought you didn't wear black underwear.
No, I've been wearing black underwear for years.
Hides the skid marks, does it?
Hey, by the way, can you and Kelly get married already? It's so weird saying girlfriend about you two. Isn't that kind of issue?
Why don't you bring this up in front of Kelly?
Wow.
What's the issue there? You got a couple of kids at the time?
Next time you're over there for dinner.
You know, I have a theory. I have a theory about all this. They are married. They've been married for 22 years, but they're just not telling anybody.
Now, my sister, as you know, Jan and Andy were here when you were born.
Yep.
They call them
Jandy?
They've been together for 30 years.
That's funny.
But it's just weird when she refers to her boyfriend. A woman of a certain age.
They don't have children, so I could see that.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. I'm kind of busy right now today. I've got a rental car.
I got a friend that's a judge. She could come over to do it tonight.
You could do it by 10 o'clock.
Couldn't you marry yourself?
You know, there are some that could say that your ego and you thinking that everything is your fault is a direct... illustration of how big you think your ego is, and if you just calm down.
I bet you're actually in one of those rare instances where were you to get married, it would save you a lot of money.
Oh, I bet it would.
Only if I die.
Now, you know, dying is a good way to eliminate all debt.
Oh, yes. The federal government has a way of taking your money when you die.
Well, you know, Tom's greatest fear of dying is that he's going to be embarrassed after he's dead. That's his problem.
Oh, well, let me reassure you. You will be.
Yes.
We will make sure of it.
But you won't know it.
Photos.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to marry somehow. Photos from the morgue.
You'll break into the editing and get wearing bra and panties somehow in there.
Lipstick.
And then Josh starts making fun of me to pay back for the years of banjo abuse you gave him. And then I'm not going to know how to handle myself.
Your dad's dead. Your dad's dead.
Please make a video of you in a floral house coat, open with little mesh underwear, dancing in front of a mirror.
Listening to Goodbye Horses?
Please.
And then, Chick, to make him mad, we sell it as an NFT.
I'd do me.
Just because you don't have to do that all the time. Just something that we can watch after you pass. That would be fun.
Well, if I get some free time. Today's not the day.
Oh, my God.
Please take care of yourself today. Get some rest today.
I'm taking care of myself.
Obviously not.
Was yesterday the day that you could have fit that in?
No.
Is tomorrow going to be the day you might be able to fit it in?
Or Tom.
I've already told you. The cell phones have stopped working at my house. My printer's broken.
You don't need any of that to get married. I'll Judge Miller just come to your house.
Come to your house. Boom. Put something nice on.
Tom, when did this stop being funny?
Actually, I think I'm certain of this. Jess Hooker, our guest coming up later this morning, she can marry people.
Wow.
She has all the documentation.
Can she marry you?
Huh?
Well, I think we're out of time.
The table turned.
You know, Come to think of it, I think you should stop teasing Tom about all this, whether he's married or not. I don't know what you guys are talking about. And more sports coming up. So,
Pat, did you get the article I sent you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got a great song, I hope, coming up. I think I may have an idea for you, by the way.
Can I talk to you in the hallway?
Sure.
Be great, thanks.
Let me handle it.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
How's it going in there, Pat?
Pretty good.
You got your song worked out?
Shove some words into a song outline.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Outline. So that means you're not ready?
Do you want to take a break from sports and do this story, Christy?
Are you starting to get a pencil-thin mustache, Pat?
No, I just haven't shaved in a while.
Okay. Doesn't look pencil-thin-ish?
Yeah, with that hat, you look like Castro's brother. Oh, Raul. Yeah.
Okay, we'll get things done when we need to.
That's an Italian accent.
I don't know what it was. I liked it.
Christy, this is a story I sent to Pat about underwear. I thought maybe you'd
We've
like
got
to.
Got one more sports story coming up. World record.
Just like a break from sports for this fascinating story.
Thank God, yeah.
Norwegians enlisted soldiers will have to return their used underwear as well as bras and socks after their service is done due to supply shortages.
Oh, all right.
The Army made the decision because of dwindling supplies and supply chain issues caused by the pandemic. Previously, the roughly 8,000 young men and women who every year do their mandatory military service returned their outer clothing, but were allowed to leave barracks with the underwear and socks that they were issued. Not anymore.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting.
In Norway.
Yeah. They've got washing machines. It's fine.
Would you want to wear used underwear?
I mean, look, when you're in the military, I think I'd be concerned with a few other things.
The brown streaks are just part of the camo.
I'm sure they edit out the bad ones.
Yeah, I bet they're not as tidy or as whitey as they were when they started. Pat, you got a song?
Yeah. I hear soldiers in Norway wear what they give them, used socks and underwear. It's cause of dwindling supplies. We wouldn't do that, but the Norwegians would. Some poor recruits, information and old underwear. Standing in skid-marked garments just isn't fair. A soldier stands in stained boxes, shattered with holes. He feels so out of place. He looks at the waistband and written in Sharpie, it says, property of Ace.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. Ace, of course, thank famous for his used holy underwear.
Holy, stupid world record. A man in Australia has broken the Guinness record for the highest catch of a cricket ball.
Wow. Wow.
Timothy, T-H-I-M-O-T-H-Y?
That's a weird way to spell it.
Yeah.
Jabasaline.
That's also weird.
Jabasaline.
Hey, where'd you put Jabasaline? Gotta lube up.
What? Where'd you put
Jabasaline? Goes up jazz. Oh, right. This guy's name is Timothy.
Ain't gonna do any good on your finger. Put it up your ass.
What the hell is going on here?
He first attempted the record back in 2019, but the only thing that he broke that time was his finger.
How about that?
He took up the challenge once again this past November. He went out to onto a local cricket field, attempted to catch a cricket ball dropped from a drone.
Oh, I see.
He successfully caught the ball after it had been dropped from a height of 393 feet, 3 inches.
This is the old Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk caught one from a helicopter, right?
A football.
Didn't somebody do the basketball deal, too? Like one of the Harlem Globetrotters or something? Caught a basketball from a helicopter or whatever?
I think so.
Thanks, Christy.
This is...
I'm just trying not to throw up, okay?
I love the Globetrotters.
Here we go.
Are you feeling bad?
It's a candle.
It's the candle, man. The smell is just
I'm going to vomit.
Well, yeah, you don't like a salmon candle?
Because David wrote a letter in and it says, and it says for Chick, it says, "Dear Chick, love the show. You're the funniest.
Thank you.
And then he says, "I think Tom's cold is from huffing that big-ass candle yesterday." Was that candle causing trouble yesterday, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't have it on
the whole time yesterday.
The smell isn't that... Why are you burning swizzle sticks? What's that?
Oh. To relight the other wicks.
You are mentally sick.
No, he's just obsessed with this candle.
Have you seen my lighter?
Yeah, I don't know how to turn... How do you turn it on? Do you have
Pick it up by the nozzle press. End every time.
You stroke it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This candle will take this thing seriously.
Put that... You're going to burn the building down.
Yeah. He won't be happy. So he starts a fire, and then you know what will happen? There'll be a small fire burn. He goes, "Well, someone started a fire."
How'd that happen?
Chick was freaking out because I started a small fire.
I'm trying to find a video of this world record.
A moody bastard.
Is there one?
Of the cricket ball being dropped?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty cool.
How big is a cricket ball?
That's what I'm
going to
look up.
How hard is a cricket ball?
I don't know. Is it like a lacrosse ball?
It's like a baseball, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. This is like a Quidditch thing. They just show this huge drone dropping this ball on this guy.
So it's about the size of a pool ball, a billiards ball.
And he doesn't have on what would be the equivalent of a baseball glove. He just has on what look like work gloves.
Huh. Well, no, that's what they use during the game, I think, to catch the ball. They don't have fielder's gloves.
Wow. This would be really cool if it were like a hot dog and you had to catch it. I wonder if there's a record for that, Josh.
Catching a hot dog?
Catching a hot dog dropped from the helicopter.
Yeah, Josh, do you know anything about catching a hot dog from a high a height?
So what do you think there, Tom? I would just stand underneath the copter, mouth agape.
Yeah.
Mustard. Is there a bun ready? Involved or is it going to slide right down the old gullet?
Oh, it has to be a bun. We might have to somehow glue affix it to the dog.
I'm not trying to be a troublemaker. What is a slaw dog?
Well, coleslaw on a hot dog?
Coleslaw on a hot dog.
Context, babe.
People do that?
Sure. Figure it out.
Learn the language, babe.
People load up
their hot dogs with all kinds of stuff.
I've never slaw heard dog slaw dog.
I thought slaw dog was when you hook up with a girl after a fair. Did no one else think that that's what slaw dog was? After a picnic, maybe would have been better?
That's a vinegar fry. I think what that is.
In any event, another world record. That's a pretty cool one. Last time he did it, it broke his finger.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow. Well, it's because it's essentially made exactly like a baseball. Well, why did that stop the show, Dan?
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't we cover that a few minutes ago?
Oh, gosh. Why don't you go out and catch a hot dog in your mouth?
Cover you with a tarp in a ditch full of lye.
Now, there's a world record. Don't they have t-shirt cannons they can retrofit for hot dog shooting?
Yeah, they
do have hot dog cannons. Yeah, they're the greatest.
Wouldn't you like to see us shoot a hot dog out here and see if Josh can catch it from like...
Well, normally they're wrapped in aluminum.
Yeah, but you can still...
See if I can catch it?
In your mouth.
In my mouth.
Well, not
like a golden retriever.
No, not in your mouth.
That might cause some dental damage.
Let's see if I can catch it. Yeah, why don't we do that in the spring? We'll do that for the start of the baseball season.
Okay.
There you go.
We'll get you a fishnet.
Don't get a
fishnet.
But that's also fun, too.
You're ruining everything.
No, I'll get him a fishnet, then we'll get like a super powerful t-shirt can to shoot this thing like 300 yards.
What's the funniest thing for me to be dressed as while trying to catch a hot dog?
What if we dressed you as the bun?
It's not
the
one
girl
of the,
from Frozen.
It's not one of the twins from The Shining.
That went over well.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Don't leave. Bob and Tom Extra continues in just a minute. Jeez.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.